Hello and welcome to the Friday, July 19th, 2013 edition of the Sands and the Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Stockholm, Germany. Today, Chris Mohan wrote up his thoughts on form spam and how to better fight it. I find it mostly annoying where you have a form, like a common form, for example, on your site, and what you'll find is that tons and tons of spam is being submitted via this form. Most of the time, some very simple keyword blocking will help. We talked in the past about cascading style sheets and how they are actually very effective, because most of the spam is really very simply done. Now, one thing Chris looked at is, where does the spam actually come from? And I kind of can mirror somewhat what he's saying, that if you look at it a little bit closer, there are a couple of networks that don't create all of the spam, but certainly enough where you can then block the entire network. The problem here is always, what's your false positive rate? I usually don't make these blocks too large, maybe a slash 24 or something of that order usually works quite well. Personally, I'm a little bit against the country level filters because they may also block a lot of real hits, unless of course your website, your company only deals with a certain geographic area, then a country level filter may be appropriate. Well, in short, whatever you do with filters, always compare how many false positives do you get and how many actual valid hits you will get, and then adjust appropriately to fit your business needs. And the FBI's Internet Crime Complaint Center is warning of some interesting, very simple ransomware that appears to affect OS X users. Turns out that this kind of ransomware is nothing really all that terribly complex. All it does is it loads some JavaScript in your browser that displays a message that you have to pay a certain amount of money, I believe it is $300, in order to unlock your computer, because you did something wrong. Now, the annoying part is that it's really impossible, based on the JavaScript that's being used here, to close this window. Whenever you close the window, a new window opens. Now, okay, so you just go ahead and force quit Safari. That works, that quit Safari, but because Safari reloads the last page that you had loaded when you open it again, the entire circus just starts again when you reopen Safari. The only way to evade this once you are affected by it is to reset Safari, but that's not a setting that people are necessarily familiar with, so then again, some people just fall for this particular scam and do pay the money. Again, there is no real vulnerability being exploited here. It's just simple JavaScript. There is no real malware installed in your system or anything. There's just this particular page being loaded in your browser. And if you're currently using or recently used the Tumblr iOS app, it's time to update and to change your password. Turned out that the app did transmit the password in the clear, not over HTTPS, so people were able to sniff your password off the wire, and apparently that has been used in some attacks. So hopefully you didn't use the same password for anything else, but at least for Tumblr, update your password and the app. And just to emphasize how important it is to update Java, some vulnerability details were released for a flaw that was patched in June by Oracle and July by IBM for its version of Java. The flaw is affecting the Reflection API, which of course has been given a rise to a lot of the recent flaws. One of the problems with this Reflection API is that it does rely on the caller, so the source of the call, for a lot of secure decisions. So in order to do this halfway securely, it's really important to authenticate the caller correctly, and if that's not done correctly, then you'll open yourself up to exploitation. Now, the odd thing about this flaw is that while the flaw was new and, like I said, recently patched, the actual exploit existed for over 10 years. It was originally developed for an older flaw. But apparently this old flaw was close enough to this new vulnerability to make the old exploit work again. And our listener Caleb did write in with an interesting update on Chrome's HTTPS policy. What this affects is the strict transport security. This is an option that has been added to pretty much all major browsers over the last few years. What you can do is, if you have an HTTPS site, you can send a header essentially telling people my site is only available via HTTPS. The browser will remember that for a given time that you specify in the header and then refuse to go to any HTTP imposters of the site. This is pretty neat. The problem is it only works if the user goes to the legitimate site first. Now, Chrome started adding a database of sites that are reachable via HTTPS only. In order to be added to this database, they now set up a pretty simple process. First of all, you have to send the strict transport security header, and you have to specify a very long maximum age. If you do so, then you can send an email to the respective administrator at the Chromium project, and they will add your sites. I'm not sure if they will add every site. It's really more intended for larger sites like banks and such, but if you're going through trouble and sending the header, if you're using a large expiration time, you may want to consider adding yourself to this list. Well, and that's it today. Thanks again for listening, and talk to you again on Monday. Bye.